been ordinary, the whole handling of it between South Australia and the federal government. We've had some good things come out of inquiries for the drought loan scheme, like the water infrastructure grant scheme for the pastoral areas. But ultimately, the whole handling of the drought concessional loan scheme has been less than satisfactory. Businesses are built around making decisive decisions. Now, if there was, it would be better off if there was no scheme at all, in that sense.
You just said there that good business is built on making decisive decisions. Do you think that farmers aren't able to make decisive decisions because there's a hold-up with the rollout of the drought concessional loans?
Oh, most definitely, most definitely. Look, no farmer wants to make major decisions like asset sales, and it might be equipment sales, it might be the whole farm, it might be stock sales or whatever, when, you know, that's the last thing they want to do. I mean, these things have worked hard to build up and all the rest of it, and they've got themselves into a situation with seasonal conditions, and this is a problem in agriculture. We work with so many factors, animal health plus seasonal conditions. I mean, there's so many live factors in farming that you can't predict. You need to be able to make decisive decisions. Now, at this particular time and over the last couple of years, we've had significant rollout of drought concessional loans and water infrastructure and other subsidies in other states. And it was on that pretense that I brought this issue up a couple of years ago. And it's been ongoing now, the drought concessional loan, for the whole 2 years. And the answers coming back from the bureaucrats are always the same. We're just waiting from Canberra. We're just waiting from Canberra. Both Canberra and Adelaide politicians, South Australian politicians, need to know that farmers need to make decisive business decisions. And they cannot just keep dragging their heels on this. It's not fair.
Andrew, you used to own a farm in the southeast as well as your farm in Oodnadatta. What's the reason why you sold?
Well, you know, ultimately drought and finance. Ultimately. But there was absolutely no supporting drought concessional loan factors available. And you could see we were close to the arrangements and the discussions, and we could see that, well, we weren't going to wait around to see if they ever were going to be available.
So do you think if the loan scheme was made available to you in a timely manner, do you think that you would still own that second farm?
Oh, there's a strong possibility, yeah. But, you know, at the same time, I'm not saying that we still wouldn't have sold over the conceding years. So, you know, it's just one of those things.
What's your message to Leon Bignall and Barnaby Joyce's office regarding the concessional loan scheme?
I'll get it together. And don't say that we've been working hard. People have had enough of that. It's been a long-running issue for a long time, and this drought's well and truly alive still for a lot of people. It's very real. And, and just come out with some solid answers. This leg on the side of the fence is not helping anyone. So if there's going to be no scheme, just tell them. Just tell farmers that. I think they'd almost be relieved, some of them, who really are desperate for this measure. You know, these people haven't done anything wrong but had a go. Some of them have just had poor timing about when they've invested. And you know, you never know when a drought's coming. So, you know, you can imagine anyone who's made the investment of their lifetime in the middle of the millennium drought, got through that, and then been hit by another one 4 years later, along with rising costs and low commodity prices at the time. You know, only to see their stock numbers are low, the season's poor, and they can't take advantage of these good prices that are around at the moment.